Hello. Can anybody hear me? Is anybody there? Let me go look at the live chat. I posted a tweet just now to I need to rename it to just free chat, but it's my old schedule thing. So oh. Please go chat there so I can read what you're saying more easily. Good morning or good night. It's morning for me, but I'm so tired. I couldn't sleep well last night, so I was up like till like 3 a.m. I decided when I realized it was 3 a.m. I said, I'm gonna turn off my alarm. So I woke up about 10 a.m. JST. But I'm too tired to get out of bed. I got up just to feed my cat boys. Because even if I'm sleepy and want to keep staying in bed and be a bit lazy, my cat still got to eat. So I made my bed, so now I'm laying in it while it's made. Because sadly, I figured out how to do that effectively. I've gotten really good at making my bed and then laying in it. In a way, so it doesn't mess up the or so it's really, really like takes like a half a second to quote unquote make it again. Excuse me. How are you guys today? Did you eat? I don't really have an appetite the last 2 days. I ate yesterday. I ate quite well yesterday because once there was food in front of me, I was like, "Ooh." But I don't really feel hungry right now. So I'm not thinking about food. Maybe I just won't eat today. I feel so sluggish. Oh, a reminder real quick while we're here, while we're all here, please remember that tomorrow, I know it's going to be really late, but at 1 p.m. JST, or rather, whenever Iris's live ends, we'll be doing the final Zelda stream. I'm really sorry because it's so late and I feel bad because I don't want tomorrow for me. Sorry. Tomorrow for me. I'm speaking in JST. But I know it'll be pretty late, so my apologies. Again, we're in a part of the game that's uncharted territory for me. So I don't know how long it'll take, but there's no shame if you aren't able to make it. That's okay. And if you want to watch the VOD, that's also okay. But yeah, it's okay. I don't sleep till 7 a.m. I'm really looking forward to Iris's live. I can't wait for it. How much do you know about the ending? Sorry, my cat's being annoying. I have a scratcher that's up against the closet door. And he's trying to get in the closet while also scratching the post simultaneously. Sorry, what was talking about? Oh, come here. Come here, little boy. My baby. What was I saying? I don't know. Hey! Hey! Get out of my clothes! Hey! 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 Get out of my clothes! My cat's like, I have a clothes pile. They're all like stacked on something, but it's all like clothes that I wore for like not long enough for them to be dirty. So he wants to get inside of the box they're on top of. My Little Rascal. Oh, Zelda's ending. So, I don't know really. Like, I like have a general idea just because of the timeline shenanigans that happen in Zelda. Everyone talks about the end of Zelda. In that sense, you know, but I don't really like I so I understand what happens and how it like splits off into three different timelines, but also like. No, wait, I also don't because I'll talk about it tomorrow, I suppose, after we beat the game. But yeah. Yeah, but I don't really know the specifics. Which Zelda timeline? All three of them. There's the child timeline, in which I believe there is no. So the first two timelines are what make sense to me, okay? The first two timelines make sense, which is the hero timeline and the child timeline. And the child timeline is the one where Link goes back and is able to warn everyone about Ganondorf, and then none of the bad happens. And then the hero timeline is where the hero disappears from the future, right? Because he goes back to the past, so they defeat Ganondorf, but then there's no hero of time basically because he was sent back to the past. But that timeline still persists, but so Link then ceases to exist in the timeline. Oh my God, he's getting into the box. Sorry, I'm like watching him. He's doing this just to annoy me. So that's the first one. But then the other timeline is the hero loses. So Ganondorf wins. But the first two timelines, I understand those existing simultaneously and creating two different timeline splits because they're both things that happen regardless. I don't think Link stays ever in the future as an adult, meaning that there's always a timeline that splits off because there is no Link in that future. And then, you know, so it's like the fact that like I just don't get it, man. That's all I'm trying to say, I guess. Sorry if you guys are like, oh, this is spoilers. It's been like what, 20, almost 30 years. But yeah. But yeah, the downfall timeline or whatever, it doesn't make sense because if the other two exist, how does that one exist? Because where did that third splice come from? Where did that third, because I understand where the first two come from, but that one doesn't make sense. It should only be that either he lost and there's only the downfall timeline or there's only the first two. It doesn't make sense. It's not spoilers because it's not really something that happens in Ocarina of Time. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Hey! You're annoying me! Stop! I can't be annoyed by his cute little face. Little baby's too adorable. Yeah, I think the Zelda timeline doesn't actually matter. Let's be real. Who cares about the timeline? Not me. I mean, I think it's fun. I think it's fun to look into, but like I don't take it too seriously. Praying Doko, he's like on the other side of the room. He's staring at me from his cave. This monstrosity, though, I love him to death. He likes to eat my curtains, but only the ones that aren't floor length. So if they're floor length, he's actually fine with them. He's chill. He doesn't attack them. But then I have some curtains that aren't, and he jumps up and he has to like grab onto them with his claws and teeth. He's crazy. He's a naughty kitty. He's a naughty little boy. He's so lucky I love him. He's lucky he's also such a sweetheart because he's so sweet. He's so sweet. Oh, he just came out. Hello. You exited the box. Yeah, I love Skyward Sword. Skyward Sword is so good. I have not played Skyward. I played it once, and I really liked it. There were some parts, admittedly, I didn't like so much, maybe. Like, I remember the desert. I remember the desert part where you have to keep, like, changing things to, like, move it back to the past, but then you're also in the future, but it's just weird. It's just so... That part specifically pissed me off. But the rest of the game, I especially the story, I loved. I will play Majora. I don't know if I'll play Majora's Mask. I like Majora's Mask and the story, and I've watched... So, you guys know the story. I had a 3DS, and my older sister, Aradia, stole it. So, when she stole that, I was in the midst of playing Majora's Mask. So, I never got to play it all the way through, because it was taken from me. And then... when I was older, I was like, I'm just going to watch a Let's Play, because at the time there was no real way to, like, play the game. So, the Aradia steals the 3DS timeline. Yeah. But I just feel like everything I've seen of the playthrough of Majora's Mask, it seems like a really fun game, not one to play on stream, and I don't really have time to play games off stream because I'm so busy. Like, I think people don't understand sometimes that, like, even compared to, like, my first year, my workload has, like, tripled. And I'm just so busy. I'm, like, so busy, man. I don't know what to do. It is, I mean, that's suffering from success, so I can't really complain too much. But yeah. Dribbled is insane. Yeah, I know. I was like, my first year, I was like, oh, there's a pretty good balance. Like, and then I had my 3D, and everyone told me, they're like, just so you know, things are going to get, like, way busier from here on. And I was like, haha, that's funny. That's not going to happen to me. I was wrong. It absolutely happened. Also, I saw Fuamoco made their announcement. Please keep Fuawa in your thoughts as she goes in to get her surgery. Obviously, I've known about this for a while, so I'll do my best to support my girls, both Fuawa and Mokoko. Obviously, this is a very serious situation, so please treat it with seriousness, too, and, give them lots of love and respect, and don't make too many jokes at them right now, right? Or, oh, please. be nice to my girls. Be nice to my girls. Don't joke too much about Mofufu, because there's no replacing Fuawa. No one could ever replace the special place that Fuawa has, so. Cheer Mokoko on. Without making jokes at her. She only has one precious older sister. Oh, my back itches. Help me out. I need help. Someone scratch my back for me. Yeah, I hope Mokoko doesn't get too lonely, too. I know how it is to... you know, have a sister you're around all the time. Because me and Aradia were always really close. You know? We're always really, really close growing up. So, then, now we're adults and we live separately, but, like, when we're living together again, when we're both living with my parents, we got really close again, and then when she ended up moving... for her, I'm sure it was easy because she has a husband, but I became very lonesome. So I can only imagine how it must be with twins. Is your back okay? Yeah, my back's fine. I'm all good. I'm just really sleepy. All I want to do is sleep. All I want to do is sleep. So, well, Yeah, Advent and the ruffians and everyone in Hollow needs to support Mokoko and Fuwawa right now. So send them your best wishes and stream their new cover. Their new cover is so good. And it's not getting the viewership, so I think it deserves. So go stream it, Jailbirds, pretty please. And thanks again for streaming Bird Brain so much. I definitely think that it's going to hit 1 million. I think it's going to hit 1 million, which is crazy. Because to be honest, I wasn't expecting that. I was not expecting that to happen. So, thank you guys for continuing to love Bird Brain, for continuing to stream it. I'm really appreciative. Keep streaming Oyomeholic too. Yes, I agree with that. Stream Oyomeholic, stream Bird Brain, stream Rabbit Hole, and stream Fuamoco's new cover. Accident. It really is an accidental. I know I've already talked about it in depth because I did a whole stream on it, but yeah, I love the song so much, so it makes me so happy. It makes me so happy. Stream Otome Roid, don't bring up that. Otome Roid, my beloved. Otome Roid, my beloved. But nobody cares about it. I just stream everything. Have you eaten lunch? No, I'm not hungry. I might not eat today. Or maybe I will. But I think if I eat, I'm gonna go out and encourage myself to get some exercise. Because obviously, even if I feel tired, I slept enough, so it's probably a bad idea if I stay around in bed all day. Thanks for showing us your hop up, by the way. You're welcome. You mean at FS? I hope you guys liked it. I think I got one with a really pretty design, so. Bring someone with you to make it fun. Who? I'd have to bug people and be like, "Are you free now? Can you come to me? And then do you want to walk to go get food at the place I want to eat at?" I'm not going to inconvenience anyone like that. Oh, the hot pot was huge. It was huge. It's because I like to eat. I'll tell you a little secret. Mine is actually smaller than that. Because they couldn't. The issue was they couldn't take my actual one because I eat with it every day. The time they needed to turn in, I was like, I can't live with that hot pot for that long. So you guys are gonna have to just buy one that is the same. And because I was like, you can't deprive me of my hot pot because either you're going to buy me a new hot pot to replace the one that you guys have to take, or you're gonna have to just buy a different one because I need my hot pot. So, yeah. So they got one, but they're like, they don't have the size. And I was like, you know, this is okay because I asked them, I was like, hey, can you give me the hot pot after? And they're like, yeah, we can. And I was like, okay. So I was like, yeah, get the bigger one. It's like, yeah, you have to get the, okay, then I get it afterwards, right? So yes, I have two now. I have a larger one. I have a larger one. I won. I won. I've somehow convinced Cover to buy me a second larger hot pot. I mean, it's not locked in a time capsule. I mean, I think I'm going to be getting it back. It's I'm gonna get it. You guys better believe it. They rejected the other thing I offered. I have my collection of Little Darling and now Little Baby's hair, and it's all in a bag, and I asked them if they wanted it. They said no. They're like, oops, I bumped my head. They're like, no, we will take the hot pot. Thanks. And I'm so sad. I was really excited because I was like, they're totally gonna want to show off my cat's hair. They're totally gonna want that. Why wouldn't they want that? I thought it was obvious. Because who wouldn't? But they didn't. They didn't. What? And the jailbirds get the collection? No. The great thing now is since I have a giant hot pot is when I actually have people over, instead of just making my single serving and being like, sorry, we have to share, I can actually have a big one and make enough for multiple people. So now I have even more ability to invite people over. Yeah. Do you keep collections of our wing clippings? No, there's too many of you. There's too many of you. Who is Eden from your hot pot? Flomoko, Bibu. I believe Shiori has two. Kiara. Maybe Dauda? Dauda, I've taken out to hot pot, but I don't know if she's eaten out of my hot pot. I haven't made Liz hot pot yet. She came to my house once, but we didn't hot pot it up. Feed me, mother. I fiend. Don't fiend. So you throw our wings away, they'll grow back. It's like hair. My cats, you don't understand. The reason I collect their hair is because when I finally have enough, I want to pay someone to make a felt of them using their hair. So no matter what, like I always have them. And the reality is, you need a shitty, or not, you need a shit ton of hair to do that because it gets mega compressed. You know, it gets mega compressed. So I need it. I need it. No, it's not a new cat. I'm gonna pay someone to make it in their image. So they're gonna have to imitate how my cats look. Any JP members? No. I'm too scared to invite anyone over to my place. It happens, but it's been like a few people. Bay has been over, of course. Fuamoko, Bijou, Liz, Shiori. My sister, Dauda, CCGG, Kiara, Kelly and Ina, not yet. Crony Iris, not yet. But I'm working on it. If Marin came over, I might die. But yeah. Who is this Bijou? Guys! We love Koseki Bijou Bibu. Callie not over yet? Yeah, I need to invite her over, but I'm, you know, she's usually so kind. She's like, you come over to my place. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay. They left. Yeah, I saw Louie's message. So I'm gonna have to invite Louie Nate over sometime. But yeah. Why you use her government name? 'Cause it's fun. I like saying Bijou too. Bijou is also fun to say. Bibo is really cute and fun to say, but Bijou is also really fun to say. Another 1, 2, 3, beep boo, beep boo. Come and test your luck. Yeah, we coming in clutch, beep boo, beep boo. Skipping stones and flight, take them out, one shot, beep boo, beep boo. Oh, and I'm sure you guys saw this morning, I had it scheduled to go up, but I released a lyre design, amazingly designed by Pau. I had the idea for a bit since I've gotten a lyre and have like been playing it and like even just using it as a calming, relaxing thing to strum on. And I wanted to get like an actual like canonical lyre design. So I was like, okay, that's awesome. I'm gonna do that then. And you guys might remember, I think I made a tweet about it a while ago. And thankfully, Pow was one of the people who responded, and I looked through all their weapons and I was like, this is fantastic. I need to work with them. And yeah, so I got them to do it, and they did an amazing job. They would send they also just posted some of the outtake ones that they did. Outtake is not the right word. But yeah. What material is it made out of? Don't ask me. Marble. Metal. That's what I would say. It's a marble. The white part is marble, and then the black part is metallic. I don't know. Actually, ask Pau because I bet he has an idea in mind in their mind. So I say he, but actually I don't know. They, she, her, Pau. You're not here, I don't think. Are you a girl or a boy? I didn't ask. I never asked you. I should have asked. How do you identify? But yeah, they did a fantastic job. And I just am absolutely in love with the design that they did. It's just really good. I just love it. You know, and I'm so happy I got to work with them again the moment they sent the first references, like, God, these are so fucking fire. I sometimes it's hard because I like to, of course, try to keep it as professional usually as possible as I can realistically manage to when I'm talking to collaborators, especially when I really like something, because my herb to be like, you or my herb my urge to say, you served, you ate, this kills this fox, let's go, like I can't lie, it's like through the roof. It's through the roof. But the design's incredible. So please, if you want to, please draw it. It is now my official lyre. So when you think of my lyre in your head, please think of that lyre. But yeah, I was since I wasn't able to stream yesterday, I wanted to at least do a little I want to do a little space since I'm feeling sleepy. I don't want to get out of bed. I was like, well, it's the least I can do. It's the least I can do. So, thanks for checking in. Yeah, I wanted to say hello. You finished free run? I think I have. I'm through episode 4 of season 2. But I'm waiting for the rest of it to air because apparently the season's only 10 episodes. Guys, again, Let's cut it with the mofufu jokes during this serious time, and let's just support Mokoko and Fuawa with all we've got. Pretty please. Respectfully. Dub or sub? I am watching the sub. But yeah, I don't know. I'm so sad that it's only... I know the manga's on hiatus, and that's probably why they're dragging it out. But gosh, I was hoping... I thought that this one was going to be like 28-ish episodes again. And I was really excited because I prefer anime seasons like that, like where they drop a huge amount of it. And then I can just enjoy, you know, I can just enjoy it. I can watch it at my own pace. I can watch it while it's airing and make myself suffer for 28 weeks. I can watch it after it all comes out and enjoy. But, yeah. Thought it was an anime original? No. It's not. But, yeah. I think they're doing this, and then they're probably going to do a third season using whatever they don't catch up with. And then hopefully by that time, it's not on hiatus anymore and has been able to, like, have enough chapters for another season. If I read it correctly, I don't remember, but I think someone was saying, I think someone was saying that I was reading. It's not like a true hiatus, as in no work is being worked on. Like, apparently it is still being worked on, but it's just, like, not being, like, released or enforced. So they're basically, like, they might have, like, 6 chapters or something like that waiting, but they're not being released for a while, you know? Like, until, like... They're just allowing the mangaka to work at their own pace, and once it comes off of hiatus, they'll start basically drip releasing it, is what I saw. I don't know if that's true, though. So apparently it's not like there's nothing at all. I don't know if that's true. But it's basically just being like, hey, we're going to let the mangaka take their time. We're not going to release anything. We're going to put on hiatus. We're not going to stress anyone out, and we're just going to basically collect these. But that's my understanding of what I read, and again, that person could have not been accurate, so I don't want to spread misinformation on the internet. But yeah, I hope the mangaka as well, because it does seem like it was something health related. So, since being a mangaka can be so I mean, working in any entertainment industry is honestly so stressful in ways. Sometimes I feel like people maybe you don't, like, because I saw some people criticizing the mangaka a little bit and being like, it's just drawing, and it's like, huh, what? Hello? Are you crazy? So, I think nowadays, though, there is generally much more understanding that, like, when it comes to, like, manga or anime, that there's, that it's not easy to do, and to do good work, it takes a lot of time. So, yes, yeah, it's insane schedules. It's just the art of being someone who works in a creative field. The grind never ends. It's just nonstop grinding. Nonstop. Watching Kuririn feels like a warm hug. Yeah, it does. It's a great show. I want to read the manga too. Oh, there's my little darling. Come here. Come to me. But I feel like people's attention spans are getting so bad. Like, I have to combat it, you know? But, like, it's even a thing with music that I've seen, is unless a song is super fast, like, Nightcore levels, like, people will always be on, like, a regular length song that is already a good BPM. Will be like, speed this up to this amount and thank me later. And I'm like, first off, are you crazy? Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I understand that some people just like really fast music, but like, make a remix. Don't use the shitty, like, make a fun remix by yourself. Don't just turn up the YouTube. First off, the YouTube thing is so low quality. It just crunches the audio so crazy style by speeding and or slowing things up or down. But it's like so many people, they're like, oh, this song's 4 minutes. Oh, I turned up to 1.5. Now it's quicker and it's not. And I'm like, no, this is music. This is music. You're not really, unless, again, like, you can definitely make remixes to stuff and there's nothing wrong with that. But I think doing it to the actual one just on, like, the speed timer for music, I think that's where I'm like, what? Shorter attention spans is affecting literacy and critical thinking, too. Yeah, I've definitely noticed that, where people just, it happens. And people just, like, not really question. It's not everyone, obviously. There's a lot of people who still have incredible critical thinking skills, but I think vastly on the internet, I see it a lot where people don't really consider things in any way that isn't black and white, or like they don't actually like context search. Like they'll just look at something and be like, oh, that's it, you know? But yeah, I just hope that things improve. Oh, my cats are fighting, but just play fighting. They're play fighting. Oh, there's such a cutie right in front of my face. But yeah, I think short form content isn't wholly bad, and I think it definitely has its place. I do think things are getting a little bit out of control. I think things are getting a little bit crazy. Again, it's not everyone. Obviously, there's still plenty of people, but I feel like, especially, I'm worried about, like, the younger generation. Because even, like, every like, kid I meet, like, I have, like, a million cousins, right? I think I've mentioned my dad is one of 12 kids. So I have a lot of cousins. And a lot of them are grown up, or some of them are much older than me. And have, like, kids that are, like, decent ages, like, 5, 10. Some, I think, are even, like, 15. But they're, like, they all have tablets. And they all just have, like, nonstop, unmonitored screen time on their tablets. And I'm not saying that's wholly bad. I'm not saying there's no place for a tablet, period. Like, tablets can have, like, tablets and cell phones obviously have their place, and they have positive impacts too. But I also think they have so many negative impacts, especially for kids that young. Like, I remember I didn't even have my first cell phone until high school. You better bet if I was walking home, good luck. No one had any way to contact me. I was just walking. Which I think is one of the reasons now, even like when I like to go on a walk, I actually really don't like looking at my phone, even if I'm walking from one place to another. Like, sometimes I'll listen to music, but like, even then, most of the time, like, I don't, like, it doesn't occur to me to like, oh, I'm walking, I should scroll my phone while I'm walking. Oh, like, I should be listening to music. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, I'll just enjoy the sounds of the world around me, the sound of people, the sound of the train, the sound of footsteps on pavement, you know, like, dating yourself a bit there, Risa. I'm like 10,000 years old, man. But yeah, so it's like, I just feel like, I just see so many, like, children being so dependent on their phones, their iPads, and not really just getting to be a kid, and it really worries me. I think children are a precious gift to the world, and I really think it's sad to me to see kids just immediately being integrated into online spaces that they don't really even understand fully. I'm just worried about the kids. I kind of understand them. I can't focus on media that's longer than half an hour. I mean, I still think that's better than some people, some young people who I think are very much like, I've seen some people be like, I can only watch short form content. Oh yeah, we don't have Club Penguin to keep the kids in like a special place that's for kids. What is your first phone? It's a flip phone. Watch VTuber. Look, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with using social media, because especially now me, I'm eternally online. I just don't think that children that young should be made dependent on electronic devices, is all I'm saying. I'm not saying they're wholly bad. I'm not saying they have no place in society. I'm not saying they can't be helpful to parents. I'm just saying when kids are stopping playing with toys because they're just scrolling on a tablet or a cell phone, when kids are only playing video games but they don't have any, like, they're not going outside. Video games are great. I grew up with video games. I also grew up going outside and playing Pokemon in a rock pit. You know, I grew up with my Eevee toy that I kept and I carried around with me on my shoulder and like clipped there and like thought was real and like would think about, you know. So it's like I was outside a lot. I had a lot of physical toys. I watched a lot of TV and I did play video games, but I was also outside a lot. There was a point where I definitely became chronically online way too young. Because I ended up finding a computer. I'm not finding it, it's in the living room, but and then I just like I couldn't like I just saw a whole new world. And part of me sometimes I don't really regret it because it got me to where I am, but I think if I could redo it, I would have done more. Like maybe I would have played a sport. But you know, hindsight's 20/20 and I can't really play sports anyway. Yeah, it is true that kids roaming is also like it doesn't really happen anymore. Where are my cats? What are they doing? Yeah, the internet world got me and then it didn't let me go. But at least up until like a pretty decent-ish age, like I did get to have like a regular childhood, you know, that was pretty balanced. I remember taking my Tamagotchi. I remember that too. Yeah. My thing is, I'm just scared. I'm just scared for this generation of children coming up. Because even God, I'll see so many, like, even when I'm like watching shorts, I'll see like a child, and then I'll have to click off and I'll be like, what? Why are you on YouTube making shorts about makeup? Like, don't get me wrong, you, as a child, I think it's fine if you develop makeup as a hobby, but making like Instagram creator type like imitation content, I'm like, what are you doing? What? Go outside, play a game, go to sports, go do some extracurriculars. Go do some extracurriculars, you know? But yeah. Ugh. Pokemon Go is our last chance at marrying technology and touching grass, and we blew it. I think Pokemon Go, I really liked Pokemon Go, but the issue is it just couldn't actually combat anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was good and it was trendy because it was unique, but like, there's a lot of games like that now. And like, most people I know, like, they don't go on walks to play them, you know? But even then, like, it still has the issue of people are just on their phones instead of being out enjoying nature because they're like, oh, I need to catch this Pokemon. Oh, I need to do this. What? Which is like, I don't think it's the worst thing ever. But I also think it still has the issue of no one's existing in reality. And that's one of the reasons, again, I really like that I don't have my phone often when I'm just out, because I just feel like I'm existing. I feel like I'm existing in the world. Being on my phone too much, like, even to talk to, like, friends can get, like, weird, because I'm, like, I'm out, I'm doing something actively, but I'm still on my phone. So that's why I'm like, no, I don't need it. I'll just leave it in my pocket. I'll check my pedometer when I get home. You know. My cats are fighting. Little baby is retreating into his box haven that he created. Oh, he's gonna destroy it. He's gonna knock all my clothes onto the floor. Oh, poor little darling. He just had to give up. He's like, I can't fit in there. Yeah, technology and toys, online and IRL activities should be balanced. Exactly. I think it's best to balance. Like, I think it's okay to have kids have screen time. But I think it's better to do it on the TV. Like, I love when my sister, she turns on, like, Miss Rachel, or she'll turn on those YouTube videos where it's like physical, like dance ish so it'll have music, and then it'll have people doing like physical motion, so they'll be like punching rocks, so you have to like, you're supposed to do what the person on the screen is doing. And there's just like a ton of these, and she'll like turn them on for her kids, and they'll do them for like an hour. They love that shit. And they're actually a workout. Like, I was doing them with my sister's kids. I was like, oh my god. Like, whoa. That's enough for me. That's enough for me. It encourages movement. It has them doing something that's not scrolling, even if it's still technical. And it's a fun activity. Everyone can be involved in it, rather than you personally going on your device, putting in headphones, scrolling down whatever, yelling at people who tried to talk to you. It's not a group activity. At what minute mark did you stop? Probably like the 30-minute mark, I think, is when I was like, I need to take a break, kids. Auntie is not built for this. But admittedly, I've been told during my dance lessons that I have pretty good stamina. So, that's, at least there's that. But yeah. Anyways, I don't know why this turned into this. See, this is why I can't talk to you guys. Just turned into a rant of me talking about the kids. Well, why are we talking about this? Ugh. This is a good topic. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I love it. Because, like, growing up, like, I had a Nintendo 64, right? And there were some one-player games, but some of my most fond memories are gathering around with my sisters, Radiant Malpha, and then when he was old enough, Malphus the Second. And like, playing, like, Mario Party, you know? Or, like, all playing Guitar Hero together and passing around the guitar and like hyping each other up, you know? Like, there's just so much of that. Like, and I just feel like more and more, I feel like stuff like that's not happening. Oh, there's my kitty. Come here. Come here. Stop hiding from me. Stop fighting. Like, I even remember when I was first becoming obsessed with the internet, me and Aradia specifically would play on the computer together, like, on the same computer. We would, like, sit and we'd go on, like, those like, game, like, cool math games websites. And we would, like, play games together. Like, low-key, it makes me think of the way that the twins, Fuamoku, play games. Because it's kind of like that, where, like, one of us would be playing and the other would be, like, backseat. And that's just, like, that's not something, usually when you're on the computer, most people are like, no, don't bother me. I'm doing something. Which isn't bad. Like, obviously, sometimes you're doing something on the computer, but like, it's every time you're on the computer. I wish I had a sibling. Yeah, I wish everyone had a sibling. Sometimes I think only children need a sibling to beat them up, you know? Every time I meet someone who's like, I'm an only child, I'm like, not anymore. I'm your sibling now. I'm gonna beat you up. Builds character. Only child here. Can confirm. thank you, Bailbird, for the super for cat treats. I do actually need to buy some, so I will. I will soon buy them more treats before they run out. I'm sure there's other ways to build character, Risa. No. The only way to build character by having a sibling and having them beat you up. Eh? I heard that an English fan say, I'll kill you, to mean it's so precious I could die. Yeah, English slang and the way that people talk is strange right now, isn't it? It's strange. Because, yeah, some people will be like, oh my God, I hate this, but they actually mean I love this. Or they'll be like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. How awesome. And they mean it like positively. Like they don't actually mean it's bad. Like there's just weird things like that. Even sometimes I'm confused. Yeah, English. English in our slang makes no sense. Exactly. It's very soon. You can't tell. English is confusing. I feel bad. I feel bad for people who don't speak English or like speak English vaguely, but like learned it from like school and textbook, who then like actually go online and get like interacted with by like English speakers. And then they're like being like super duper like casual, and then you're just like, what? They hate me. And they're like, the English speaker, they're like, yeah, oh my God, I love that guy. But they don't say that. They're like, oh my God, yeah, I hate him. You're like, what? What? I think literally has been taken. I think now people, if they actually want to say literally, will just say legitimately. And that's how they distinguish between the way that literally has shaped from how people misuse it and legitimately sounds more official. Like literally, it just sounds like Valley Girl slang. Like I literally can't. I literally can't. You know, like that's what it sounds like. Meanwhile, if I say, I legitimately can't do this, it sounds so official. Yeah, delete this is literally like, OMG, I love this. Literally, legitimately. It's so weird. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. I don't get it. Oh, I love watching my cat. I wish I could show you guys him right now. He's such an idiot. He's got a spring and he'll bring it up on the bed, but then he'll drop it and then it gets like caught in the sheets. Because of the coils, and then he like throws a fit trying to get it. Oh, where did it go? Ah, there you go. I threw it for him. Yeah, even as an English speaker, I agree. Sometimes it's really iffy for me too, and I'm like, I don't actually know if I understand. I don't know if I understand what you're actually saying to me right now. I wish I did, but I don't. Oh my God, my cat is so cute. Oh, I think I already told you guys, but I have the date for his castration. My poor baby boy, he's gonna lose his balls. My little baby. My baby. Oh, cuddling up against my legs. New kitten pick. I'll probably wait until he grows up a little bit more. Because the thing is, ragdolls look so different as kittens than they end up looking when they grow up. I mean, they look the same, but they look really different. And so I want to, because even you guys have seen Little Darling, like when he was really little and more recently, and like he's still a beautiful cat and he was always like beautiful, but like now that his pattern's in, he looks quite different. Good boy. Oh my God, wait, he's playing fetch. He's playing fetch. So after I take his balls away. Good boy. Good boy. Go get it. Oh my God, he's playing fetch. Yeah, like the face is the same, but the body and stuff are all different. So I think for a little baby, apart from what I've shared of him, I'll probably wait until he's maybe a year old, because then his pattern will mostly be in, and he'll probably be mostly pretty close to his final size. And then I will. Oh, he was huffing and puffing. He worked so hard. He played fetch so hard. Does he still have kitten face? To me, he still looks the same as the day I brought him home. I'm sure he doesn't, but like to me, he looks exactly the same. Like he's grown a little bigger, but like apart from that, I feel like his pattern hasn't really changed. Like his ears don't seem as big. No, they still do. His tail isn't quite as long seeming now because his body has grown. So. Anyway, I love him. He's my baby. He's so sweet too, honestly. Even when I'm having a hard day, when I come to bed, little baby is so cuddly and he loves to be pet, so he'll just come over and he'll lay on me. He'll lay on me and he'll like headbutt his head into my hand because he wants me to pet him. And I'll just sit there and it just his little purr box just goes crazy wild. So I'll just pet him nonstop. Good boy. Yeah, I'm really glad he's cuddly. Does little baby sleep on your bed mostly? Yeah, I'd say he does when I'm sleeping in my bed. Otherwise, him and little darling both just sleep on the floor. But some in an interesting thing that's been happening recently is, I think I've told you this, but little darling, when he was really little, he slept on the bed a little bit around me, and he started doing it again. So I'm really happy because for a long time, he would like just sleep somewhere else completely, like a computer chair would be like his preferred place to sleep. When I had my like desk, my work desk in the same room where I slept. He has cat beds, but he doesn't use them. He prefers like hard surfaces. So, but when he was little, he used to sleep up basically by my feet's kind of like hard to access because I have like so many pillows surrounding me. But the areas on either side of my head, there's a lot of space there. And he used to sleep right there, and like he'd like put his paws in my face. I didn't even mind. And now suddenly he's been sleeping around there again and like sleeping right by my head, and it makes me so happy. I'm like, oh, life is good. I have things to live for. This is awesome. This is awesome. So, yeah, my cats do like resting on the cold floor. I will let them do that as much as they please. Anyway, sorry, I didn't intend for this to go very long. I just wanted to do a quick check-in for like 30 minutes or so. But now this has been going for a lot longer than I thought it was going to go. It said I had two speaker requests, but now I don't have any. Who was requesting to speak? Why were you requesting to speak? Who are you? Yeah, anyway, that's all I've got. Sorry for all this random talking, but I miss you guys. I'm looking forward to playing Legend of Zelda. This is your last chance. I'm going to make the thumbnail today. If you have any fan art that you've been wanting to make of Zelda, now is the time. If you want it to potentially be used for thumbnail. Otherwise, I will go through and find what I have and pick something. So, thank you guys so much for coming to this random unplanned space. I hope you had fun. It's nice talking to you guys as always, and I'll look forward to seeing you all tomorrow after Iris is live. Remember, we all gotta go support Iris is live, and don't forget to stream Fuamoko's new cover. Please keep streaming Bird Brain and Oyomiholic and Rabbit Hole, and thank you all so much for your support always. You mean so much to me, and I'm just so happy to have such a wonderful supportive community that I can call my jailbirds. So I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will see you all next time. Bye, darlings.